Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. With this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth.
Hello, everyone. I thought I would do a late night show. Late night for me is like 7:53 at night, Eastern time. That's pretty funny. That's kind of pathetic, actually. I'm not sure it's even funny. It's pathetic. Anyway, hi. We're just having some fun. I'm just having some fun testing out the equipment and making sure it's all right. I must unplug something the other day when I was on the radio, so I had to call into my own show. It was pretty funny. I'm like, well, hang on, I got to call in as the guest to host my show. So we worked it out. But so that happened live on the air, and that was cool. But anyway, so we're just checking it out, and everything seems to be working okay. But I wanted to let you know a couple things. I got verified on Twitter today. Really excited about that. That I applied, and I got denied the first time and accepted the second time. I applied again. I didn't let it stop me. Never give up, as I always say. And I tweaked it a little bit so that I had a better verified email and some other stuff. And there we go. So I was really happy about that. And thank you, Twitter. Thank you to everybody at Twitter. And the @verified followed me today and all that good stuff. So that was pretty cool and just kind of a neat moment. And I texted my kids and let them know I was verified on Twitter. And the youngest one is like, that's so awesome. Nobody gets verified on Twitter. And I'm like, we got verified on Twitter, kid. It's awesome. Anyway, Lil Quaid, he's hysterical. And always a good technical support. But I got to give some props there to Robert Costa Jr. for suggesting that I get verified on Twitter. So thank you very much for that. As I was thinking today, I'm like, you know, us older people, we need the younger people, and the younger people, we need the older people. So cherish everybody. I kept saying that today. So there's a hashtag, tips to be your best. So anyway, I just, again, just wanted to say hi. And I also did a little video the other day, and I put it on Facebook and Twitter, and it was mostly just about thanking everybody, because it's really neat to be in this spot after so many years now. We're kind of going to come up on 10 years pretty quickly here with all this, with Best Ever You. And this just started as me just really fed up in a job, and I came home and I quit that job and came home and let everybody know I quit. And started this company, Best Ever You, with a gal down the street, and she helped me with the website. I interviewed my best friend from, like, I don't know, it was like first or second grade, Kathy Compton Papera. And it's just gone from there. And we don't do advertising. We don't do PR firms. We don't do all that fancy schmancy stuff. We don't have people Googling and hitting the website or anything. We don't have anything. We just have you guys. So it's really important to us, all of you out there that listen and share the show and click the website and read the articles and listen to us do this, ramble on it, you know, on the radio and all sorts of stuff. So we just couldn't appreciate it more. And I just thank you so much. My family is the we in there, and I'm the I in there. And I just really, really, really appreciate it. Have just a lot of gratitude and love for everybody. And I try to give back a lot. I do, you know, I retweet and I share and I like, and I try and wish everybody a happy birthday as best I can on Facebook and everything. So just, it's not just a me show, it's a we show. And so again, I just really, really thank you. On besteveryou.com this month, we've got some great articles. We've got Katana Abbott with Are You Confident About Retirement? We've got Beth Wanson with Joy at Work, Creating Your Own Culture. There's some just really good articles out there up on the website. We're going to go back to probably more of like a magazine type format with Best Ever You. I did that before for many, many years and put a magazine out. You know, I took all the articles that were on the website and put them in a printed format. And I don't know if I'll do that again exactly, but we're going to go back to that. You know, here are the monthly articles, and here are the Elizabeth Best Awards. and kind of go that route each month and make it just a little bit more streamlined and more easy to follow in that regard. On the Elizabeth Best Awards, I just want to mention a few of them. We've got some really cool products and businesses that we're working with. And like, you know, people submit things and I take them or I don't. I don't ever write anything negative about anybody. So if when I do write, it's all positive and everything, or I don't write anything at all. So one of the companies is Portraits for Good. That's a platform for artists to create custom art under the same under charitable missions and things like that. With each purchase made, they donate a portion of the proceeds to a nonprofit. So that's Portraits for Good. There's a big article about that on the website and some samples of the art. Then I'm going to, you know, I never asked how to pronounce this, but I'm going to guess it's Yoey Baby. Y-O-E-E-B-A-B-Y. You guys over there, you correct me if I'm wrong. That's my Midwest pronunciation of your company. So anyway, oh my gosh, this is so cute. They sent me a sample of this and I'm calling it the must-have baby shower gift of the year, because it's like this teether toy rattle. It's plush. They have a cat, a dog, a lion, and a monkey, and they're all so cute. But I brought it to Minnesota with me to give to my sister who just had a baby, and the baby was laughing and giggling. It was just the cutest thing. So I put a picture up of baby Scott on Twitter and tweeted at Yoey Baby, and they retweeted it and loved it too. So show some love to them. That is just one of the cutest toys I've seen. My boys are all 15, 17, 20, and 22 now almost. And wow. The days of little rattles are gone, but it's just a cute toy. But other than that, there's a lot of products up there. There's some businesses, some people. I love Gina Mulligan. She has this company called Girls Love Mail, and she's really helping people with breast cancer. People can send letters to people who have breast cancer, and oh man, this organization is touching lives. So take a look at that up there, Gina Mulligan, Girls Love Mail, and Baby Gannix is another one. Oh, these products, they shipped these products to us to test. They shipped them to my house and shipped them to my mom's house, and I have such trouble with smells, like the slightest laundry detergent bothers me, or perfumes. I have really bad food allergies also, and so boy, cleaning can be difficult sometimes. Not that anybody, what a great excuse, huh? But thanks, Baby Gannix. No, anyway, their products don't smell. Oh, so lovely, and they're phenomenal. They clean perfectly. Just love them. Love, 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 love Baby Gannix. So, and we have a house with kids coming and going, and friends over. We've got a huge labradoodle, three cats. And this stuff works like a charm. So beautiful, beautiful company. Great products, and loving them. And then the other thing I had back in February. So I'm going to go back to February for a minute. I had Deborah Oakland on. And she's got this great book, Change Your Movie, Change Your Life. And she came on the radio show. She's a real good friend of Best Ever You's. And she was donated her story and let me use her name and her story and everything in my book, Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. So, and she helped me gather some information for my book from other people and things like that. So she was just a love. And so Deborah Oakland was on the radio show. And so I put a blog up on Best Ever You to link to the radio show and link to Deborah's book and website, so that you could find more about her online. She's Deborah Oakland, I think, .com. I might have that wrong, but you can find her. Just Google her. And she also comes up under Living Encouraged. So we've got just a ton of information up on Best Ever You, and I hope you visit it. And tomorrow on the radio show, we have Kate McKinnon coming on. Not the Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live, the Kate McKinnon from Hay House is coming on. And she's got a great book. And so we're going to learn all about her book. And she really helped out Wayne Dyer. And so we're going to ask her about that and what she did with Wayne Dyer. She's got a really unique approach to healing people. And I love this kind of thing. Sometimes, people are really hesitant and leery of learning this sometimes. And sometimes it works for people. I guess sometimes maybe it doesn't. But boy, I read her book on the airplane going to Minnesota for a second time. I just visited my parents in Minnesota this past weekend, and I am so excited to have her as a guest on the show, and her book is wonderful. And so Kate McKinnon's coming on. And speaking of Minnesota, I just had such a good time with my parents and family. My dad is a stroke survivor and kidney cancer survivor. I talk about him in my book, Percolate. He had a stroke in 2004 and really had a tough go of it and ended up in a rehab facility. Miracle, the stories in Percolate. I tell it on the radio sometimes, but I won't tell it right now. But anyway, it's so good to see my parents. So good to see my brothers and sisters and all their kids. And oh, they're so cute. They're a lot smaller than mine and younger than mine, and they're just adorable. So that was so much fun. I came over and I spent the day before I left with little Hudson and baby Scott, and we took Hudson to Freddy's in Savage, Minnesota, and he ate ice cream and chicken nuggets and french fries, and oh, he's just adorable. And then we took him to my mom and I and my husband and took him to Target to pick out his birthday cake for his birthday on Saturday. So adorable. Anyway, all right, so I'll stop rambling, but I just want to say hi, making sure that the equipment works and all the good stuff, and just love you all lots, and thank you so much. And visit me on Twitter. I'm at Best Ever You, BestEverYou. And we love you. Take care. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Best Ever You Network. For more information, just visit us at besteveryou.com.